and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham Ashby. And today, as we celebrate life, as we celebrate health and fitness, as we simply just enjoy being alive, I am very pleased to have in studio with me Akeem Rutter, a young man who is also very keen and passionate about fitness, about sports development, and even more passionate about doing all of this with persons with special needs or with disabilities. Welcome to the program, Akeem.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for having me on the program.
Now, Akeem, tell us a little about yourself so that we get to know who you really are.
Yeah. Okay, well, most people will know me because of hockey. I play hockey for Barbados, and it has caused me to get a lot done in my life. I started at the Garrison Secondary School, where I played hockey there, and it got me a scholarship or a grant to go to Barbados Community College. And after that, I got a scholarship to go to the University of the West Indies. And that is where I started to pursue a degree in sports science. And it was in that degree that I figured, or I found out my interest for special needs and disability. It was in a course that it was called Sport for International Development. We had to create a program to empower a vulnerable community. And I decided to do a project called Game Changers for persons with intellectual disabilities. And after doing research for that project, that really sparked my interest. And I got really involved in the power hockey movement. And then that led into where I am today. After that, I went on to do a course in educating persons with severe to profound disabilities. And for me, my thought process behind that was, if I can get an understanding on how to care for and how to educate persons on the more severe end of the spectrum of disabilities, then that would help me to better understand and better manage persons on the mild to moderate spectrum. So that's where I really got the interest. I went on to do a diploma in special education and disability. After that, I just started working, volunteering with a company called Access Sport in England. I was there playing on contract with a club, and working with them really gave me a hands-on experience, and it really threw me into the deep end because the trainer, he said, you know, to really get an idea of what you want to do, or if this is what you want to do, you'll have to like take over. So he put me in a situation where I had to run these sessions, and that was a real eye-opener for me. And yeah, since then I've been getting certified and moving on, and now I'm back in Barbados. I am, as you said, I'm keen on using all of my knowledge and everything that I've gained throughout the years to help persons within the community.
This is indeed a real game changer, not just for you, but for persons with disabilities who also want to maintain some measure of fitness and good health despite having the impairment. So tell us about some of the principles and techniques that you have learned that you want to include into your own sports program.
Okay, so for me, I am big on play. And if you could think back on your days in like primary school or when you were younger, those were some of the most happiest moments, that just pure happiness. Like, you're just running, enjoying. But what we didn't realize is how that play environment was preparing us for life in the future. So some of the skills that you would learn or you can use today, you might not realize it, but you would have picked that up from playing or just moving around as a youngster. So for me, it is bringing that element of happiness and joy in movement. I find that when you give someone a program and tell them, do 20 sit-ups, do 20 push-ups, and that really takes the joy away from, it then becomes a task, really, and it's not something that you enjoy. So for me, it's creating movers for life and helping persons to understand that the more you move, the more you enjoy it, the better it is for you mentally, socially, and physically. So another part of what I want to introduce in my programs is adapting my activities to suit any person. So anyone that is a wheelchair user, someone who has autism, they should be able to come to my program and be able to fit in. So being adaptive and being inclusive is a major part of my program.
Akeen, share a little about your experience in England working with, you know, sportsmen or just persons with disabilities and how you found that experience.
Yes. For me, it was an eye-opener because the setup is amazing. I mean, the setup is facilitated for persons to progress and to just enjoy it. I mean, the school that I was volunteering with, called Brentwood College, there is like a multifaceted school. Like they do gardening, they do the whole works, honestly. And for these kids that we were training, they were just so happy to be involved and being a part of something different, right? And I found that, again, the Access Sport has made it that they facilitate these sort of activities, and they see the benefits of engaging persons in physical activity. And as I said, the setup, the structure is just amazing. And being in that environment really inspired me to use my knowledge and to bring it back home to create that same change. But yeah, the structure is set up to help persons no matter what, to progress. And I think that is something we could definitely adopt here in Barbados.
So share then, how and what type of structures do we need to have in Barbados? You would have seen some existing organizations and what games and sports programs they have for people with disabilities. What can we do to enhance existing programs, and what new do we need to look to do?
I think education or continuing education is one of the major things we could implement. I find that having knowledge of the first world standards, sorry for using first world, but the standards in countries like Australia, USA, and the UK, seeing their structure and seeing how they implement and their resources, and using that to then reconstruct our idea of disability and sport. I find we have, based on speaking to others and my research, it is, for me, is that we see persons with disabilities as having a limit to their potential. And we may not want persons to do certain activities because they may get hurt, because we may think they're not able to do a certain activity. So I think it's just taking away the barriers and the limitations in our minds, and then we can see more progression in our athletes and getting them to open their minds to competing and even just taking part in a lot of different activities and not having fear of them possibly getting hurt or injured. So as I said, it's just to take down that barrier and to educate our coaches and everyone, really. Definitely think the education is a big part of that.
But I certainly agree with that point. We really need to have continuous public education for both the individuals with disabilities and, you know, the general public, because we live in one Barbados and we need to be able to access all the facilities and services so that we too can maintain good health and fitness.
I spent a lot of some time in the UK. I was playing a contract over there. And as I got into the community, my eyes opened to a lot of different stuff. Like, a lot of different stuff became more apparent to me. And how the structure is set up to facilitate persons with disabilities. So that, like, even on the buses, there's song in the bus telling you what stop is coming up next. So if you have persons who are visually impaired, they can hear. There's Braille on the stop to pull the bell, stuff like that. So I just find, like, everything is just set up in a way to include persons with disabilities more in the first world. So that's something I guess in time we could start to implement in Barbados as well.
Well, this is why organizations representing persons with disabilities have been advocating over the years for more inclusion in every aspect of our society. So as you pointed out, on the public transport, they have the Braille signage, they have the audio that will allow you to know which stops are coming up. And this is also helpful to tourists, to strangers who are visiting another part of England or another part of the country that may not be familiar with that area. So it helps everybody, not just one particular set of the society.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, we really need to be advocating more for greater inclusion. Yeah. So we're looking at fitness. How would you say fitness will benefit persons with disabilities?
For me, fitness for persons with disabilities, we are looking at improving general well-being. It will give them confidence. That's a major thing for me in physical activity, is that when you no longer feel like you are a problem, or when you no longer feel like you are just, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you feel like you're in control. And I find in fitness and physical activity, that brings a level of control and independence, right? And when you can foster that confidence from being active, that then translates into everything in your life. You then become more upbeat. You can carry out activities of daily living better. Some people can go into social places and speak up. So physical activity and sport has a lot of benefits that I find we don't place a lot of value on.